B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk to our man who was front and center all over ESPN's coverage of the NFL draft. He was amazing. I heard him on radio. He's on Sports Center, all over the place, and he's fantastic. That's right, our own Kevin Negandhi on the Comcast Business Hotline. Kev!
And it is a beautiful day for everybody in the city of Philadelphia because for one night, the Eagles got it right.
Yes! Amen, brother! First of all, let me just say this. I caught a lot of you. You were fantastic. Did a great job.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Great job.
Listen, the draft is my favorite event of the year, and I was lucky enough to take part and get up in the morning with Elle Duncan, my co-anchor on the 6 p.m. Sports Center, in the morning on Thursday, and then to host the draft with her last night on ESPN Radio. And then we did the turnaround, slept 2 hours last night, and did get up this morning. We're going to do the second and third rounds tonight on ESPN Radio starting at 6 p.m. I couldn't be happier. It is one of those jobs that I am lucky to be paid for because it's something I passionately love. So to talk draft, to talk college football, to talk about the Eagles, that's what I'm here for. And we only get to do it once a year, buddy. I appreciate you, the kind words.
That's it, brother. That's right. So take me into your world last night, right after the Broncos take Surtain. Next thing you know, it's Dallas on the clock, and we have a trade. Take us into your world. What do you think?
So, and we're on the air, and I'm with Bart Scott, Mike Tannenbaum, as well as Ian Fitzsimmons alongside Elle. And Elle is a diehard Bronco fan, so I'm actually helping her because she's pretty ticked off that the Broncos didn't go quarterback, which then led to another conversation that are they in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes down the road long term.
Yeah.
And I get a text from somebody, and it basically says Eagles are on the clock right now. Before it was out publicly, and I was like, "What?" And then I started playing scenarios in my head, like they did a trade with the Cowboys. All right, how much did they give up? And you're playing all this stuff, and immediately I think they're moving up because they know the Giants are going to take a wide receiver. As soon as Jalen Waddle went off the board, you're starting to hold your breath, right? And that's how it was played out. And clearly, what you saw with the Giants is they took a wide receiver with Kadarius Toney 9 picks later as they moved down because, that felt like the – by the way, the Giants made a great trade with the Bears. So the Bears were desperate in that spot. But I thought the Eagles were smart in making sure they got the guy that they wanted, Devontae Smith. And think about it. What they did by moving back from 6 to 12, you pick up a first-rounder, you move up 2 spots, you give away a third rounder, you still have another third rounder. So they basically picked up a first rounder and they got the guy that they wanted. And I think this kid, he's coming in and everybody's going to talk about his size, 166 pounds. I will say this, there will be no better person to basically help this offense and Jalen Hurts when you talk about work ethic and comfort and hands. And that's the one thing Jalen Hurts needs is a sure thing that when he's going to drop back, he knows where that guy is going to be, and he's going to catch the football.
He's got the hookup, man. He's got a guy that he knows. A guy you can depend on. I agree. Slim Reaper, we saw how he can just dominate a game. And, I mean, he won that championship game in the first, the first quarter and a half. I mean, there was something like it. Yeah.
And he was incredible. And as you know, when Jalen Waddle went down, he was the guy. He said, "I'll carry this team."
He did.
And if you look at any of the
tape, not J.R. Salt, but he did. I agree.
Oh yeah, but if you look at any of this, he made Mac Jones's life so easy. On the rack, should say yak. And really, all the stuff that he was doing after grabbing the ball and the space, and he's playing the SEC, man, like. SEC's got some dogs.
Oh, my God. Side. Exactly. They got great corners. I mean, come on. I agree. You're right on, brother.
So I feel really good. But I will say this, Ant. I feel good about one day. Now they've got to hit a home run with the second round pick.
All right, before
they've got
we get
to
that, real quick, because I had to ask you about. I want to get to you about this. But why were the Giants, who signed Kenny Golladay, so hell bent on a receiver when I thought they needed help on their offensive line?
You know what? You're 100% right. Not only do they need help on their offensive line, because Daniel Jones is on his back all the time. This felt like Gettleman's concept of I'm going to do everything I can to justify Daniel Jones and my pick a couple years ago, and I'm going to surround him with all these weapons. There's only one football, and they spent so much money. I mean, Sterling Shepard's still on this team.
Slayton's good, right?
I don't understand their pick. I thought they made a great decision on getting the assets, picking up a first rounder. I just don't understand the decision making on at that pick at 20 when you can get a pass rusher or the line, because when you were looking at the way the draft was set up, in the teens and 20s is when you can get potentially a pass rusher or an offensive lineman, especially in the late teens. It was perfect for the Giants to elevate that line, because let's not forget, Daniel Jones was sacked 45 times last year, fourth worst in the NFL.
I don't understand it. I mean, yeah, it's Slater. You could take Slater. All right. Like, or like you said, when you trade back, you can go Quiddy Pay.
No, absolutely.
Like, Quiddy Pay there is a good pick because you need an edge guy.
You're going to get specific value, right?
Yeah.
And that's the key in a certain spot. I still don't understand what the Giants were doing with their selection. But we'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing it sucks is that stinking Cowboys got Parsons, man. That's a good pick for them.
Really good pick for them, especially with the Sean Lee storyline, right? And him retiring. Yeah. The kid's going to be all over the place. He could play all three downs. I'm curious to see how this plays out for the Cowboys in day two and if they address more defense. But, I think the Cowboys are at a point where I heard some talk last night. How can these two rivals, make a trade? It's because the Cowboys, I feel like, are not threatened by the Eagles right now when they look at the Eagles roster.
Yes.
And I'm okay with that. Sleep on whatever we're trying to do, and it's okay, because I think there's a two-year plan in Philadelphia right now in turning this roster around.
I agree.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, let's to do that. Like you said, you got to hit on your second rounder. Asante Samuel should be there.
He should. There's another young man, and I can't believe he's dropped. If you look at the value, and that is Owusu-Koramoa.
Yeah,
and he's one of those Rover guys.
Yeah.
You can move him everywhere. Yeah. I mean, listen, as an inside linebacker, the kid can play everywhere.
Yeah.
And when you look at the slot position, and you've got a cover like a Kadarius Toney or a C.D. Lamb, Owusu-Koramoa has that flexibility where he's a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
If they can get him at 37, that would be a steal, like a steal.
Yeah. I agree.
Ojulari, he's dropped down, and the one reason why is people are talking about maybe it's his medicals, the Georgia rusher. I love the kid. I think he's a good character guy, but we don't know the medicals, and that's the big concern. Javonte Williams, Carolina, the running back, runs hard. Here's another one, and again.
He, by the way, that Javonte Williams, now, I love him. I would go defense, but if you didn't see, people didn't see North Carolina play, he broke off some ridiculous runs. Do you remember those runs?
Contact.
Oh,
he
my
loves contact.
God, he's ridiculous.
And then back to your defensive point, listen, you can get a Philly kid in Christian Barmore from Alabama on the line.
Yeah.
That guy's got such a mean streak. Ian Fitzsimmons tells a great story that he, in the locker room, the Bama locker room, if you drop a towel in his space, he will fight you because he just has that dog.
I heard him say that last night. I was listening to you, and I heard Ian say it last night, that very story.
Yes.
I was listening to you. I was on my way home from doing my cousin's corner show. I had you on the app.
Get guys like that. They need dogs like that. And you know that on the defensive side. There are a couple of other guys I want to bring up. I mean, they need safety help, and I'm not sure value at where they're at, but later on, or if they could try to move back into the second round, keep an eye on this kid. Andre Sisco of Syracuse, the safety. I absolutely love this player.
All right, I want to circle him. I like it.
Now, backstory, he's a ball hawker from Syracuse. The issue with him and the reason why he wasn't a first-round pick is he tore his ACL last year, and he had to sit out. I'm telling you, he is around the football all the time. If you watch the tape of Syracuse, whoever's going to grab him, I would love value-wise if the Eagles came back in the conversation in round number two to get the young man while still holding on to this 37th pick, and maybe you go Barmore there.
I like it. I like that a lot. It sounds like, I like Asante. I think that Florida State, you know how bad they were last year.
Yeah.
And really, the last couple of years. I mean, they've been a mess. So I think that kid can play. I'm sorry. I do.
And, you know, the most important thing, specifically at the corner position, you saw it last night with J.C. Horn going first out of the cornerbacks. He's a dude who comes out and says, I want to take on the alpha on every single team. Greg Newsom has the same attitude. Sertan has the same attitude, but he's a little quieter. Caleb Farley has probably the most talent, but the questions about his back, you just can't pick him at 10 or 12 in that spot. You would have to drop down. But the Eagles can't afford to take that gamble, right? Especially taking the risk right there and what they had to experience a couple years ago with Sidney Jones. You had to get a guy that was going to play 17 games, and you knew he was going to be on the field, and that is Devontae Smith, and having an impact on the team's roster right now.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just think you got a playmaker. That's the thing I'm excited about. You got a playmaker. This team needs playmakers.
100%. And you know, here's another one. And just to get greedy here, and granted, I doubt they would do it. Playmaker, I mean, the playmaker, Elijah Moore sitting there from Ole Miss. You can put him anywhere on the field. And he was in Lane Kiffin's offense last year, 86 catches, led the SEC, and he played in 8 games. I mean, he's a little bit undersized, but when you look at him, you think of, okay, he could be Tyreek Hill. That guy could be Tyreek Hill. And that is the explosive playmaker. Get the ball in his hands. Let's be creative. Let's create mismatches on the other side for everybody.
And listen, I think that kid can play. It was funny because that Lane, you know, we watched that offense, that Lane Kiffin offense, and it was explosive and crazy. But I got to start building this defense. I need to address the defense.
Yeah, so target Barmore then, right? Target Asante Samuel.
Yeah.
Get Sisco later in the round.
And I agree with you with him being a Swiss Army knife. I like Sisco. Because I heard somebody else tell me about him. I trust you, man. I like that. Come back and get Sisco later. I like that a lot.
Fingers crossed on that. If they were to do that tonight, let me tell you that we need home runs. We don't need singles anymore, right? Considering the state of this roster, we don't need bunts. We need home runs. and I think they got one last night with Devontae Smith.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And it carries it over into, you know, the weekend.
That's awesome. My brother, listen, great job. Thank you for joining us. And knock him dead. Break a leg again, brother. Keep it up.
Always appreciate the support. I'm going to be on ESPN Radio tonight. Draft coverage day two, rounds 2 and 3. Thanks for listening in.
It's a great show, man. It really is. Great stuff. Really loved it. Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Appreciate it.
The great Kevin Nagandi on the Comcast Business Hotline.
He's pumped up, man. He does a great job.
He does. You know what it is, too? Like, I appreciate someone who has that kind of enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Because here's the thing. I want, as someone who is, how I always look at a broadcaster, analyst, play-by-play guy, you name it. I want those guys to have the same enthusiasm that I do. You got to match your enthusiasm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.